The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And now to some breaking news. Police have opened a homicide investigation into an incident that happened in Bull Creek yesterday. Joining us now with more information is the West Australian's Shannon Hampton. Good morning, Shannon.
Morning, Ben. How are you?
Good. So what can you tell us about this situation?
Yeah, so this is a horrible situation. So what we know is that a 42-year-old man was stabbed yesterday when he tried to stop a thief from stealing a young boy's bike off the street in Bull Creek. So police say that the man had pulled his car over at about 10:20 yesterday morning at the intersection of Cam Avenue and Goddard Way, where he confronted this teenager. And then it's understood that he pulled out a weapon and stabbed the older man in the stomach. So we understand that he was sort of laying in the street, injured, yelling in pain. And the teenager has fled the scene. And obviously the victim was rushed to hospital. Yesterday he was in a critical condition, but police have confirmed this morning that he has sadly died.
Oh, gosh, what a terrible, terrible outcome. So at the moment, this teenager who's allegedly committed this crime is still on the run. We don't know where that person is or who that person is.
Yeah, that's right. And I just spoke with police just a short time ago. They don't have a description for us at the moment, but they are asking that anyone who has CCTV at their home in the area or may have been driving by that have dash cam vision or any other information at all to call Crime Stoppers because, yeah, the Homicide Squad do now have carriage of this investigation and obviously as a priority they're just trying to track down this assailant.
And have the police given any indication that there were witnesses, there were neighbours, people who were out in the street at the time who might have seen this incident?
Police are remaining pretty tight-lipped about the whole situation at the moment, but there have been reports that, yeah, there were witnesses on the street who did hear the altercation and came across the man lying bloodied on the street. So for those people, not only the Good Samaritan who was, you know, intervened in this incident, who was, you know, has now lost his life, for those innocent neighbours in the area, it's just horrific for them as well to have been involved in this.
Yeah, such a terrible, terrible situation, and we'll have to wait to get more news as the day unfolds. From the West Australian, Shannon Hampton, thanks for joining us on The West Live.
No problems, thank you.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.